Since the late 1800s, people have been coming to this small but unusual place on the side of a mountain in north-central Pennsylvania. The geological anomaly has this particular spot producing sub-freezing conditions when the rest of the area is experiencing the heat of the summer. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
It's called the Countersport Ice Mine, a hole in the side of a mountain that produces ice in the middle of the summer as absorbed winter air is expelled through the point in the summer. The ice mine was discovered in 1894. Just 10 years later, it was already a tourist attraction.
At that point, they already had an entrance to the ice mine. They were taking admissions. People were touring it. That has gone on for decades and decades.
As Gary Buxton explains, visitors like myself step onto wood decking that partially covers a deep hole in the side of the mountain. Stalactites of ice that may be 10 feet long descend from the top of the hole into the space below. It's not really a mine that you go into.
Just beneath us, underneath the decking, we know it's still sub-32 because we have icicles that continue to grow, and they have grown over the last month.
And that ice continues to grow as the weather outside heats up. People have been coming to see this small but unique site for over a century. But Gary wants people to understand exactly what they are coming to see.
If you think that this is some type of Disney ride, we're going to hop on a train car, zoom through the mountain, and see Anna and Elsa on the other side, you're going to be sorely disappointed, and I'm going to give you your money back right now.
The ice mine closed for many years, but when Gary's parents had a chance to buy the property, they did so, simply to preserve this place, even if it didn't make any money. They wanted to make this a site people could come and see.
He had to redo the mine. He had to redo the structure that you stand on to see everything, the gift shop, everything to get here, and it took him a year.
And people are still coming here to see a true wonder of nature, a small but unusual hole in the side of a mountain that grows huge icicles as the weather heats up every summer. Traveling the countryside near Countersport, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.